1590 AM Denmark, W250 CD Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media
ABC
app.
News, I'm Justin Finch. A major investigation at the White House after a substance believed to be cocaine was found inside the West Wing. President Biden was not there at the time. A night of gun violence in multiple cities after 4th of July fireworks. Several shot in New York City and in Boston. In Washington, D.C., 9 people shot in a neighborhood drive-by.
All of our victims have non-life-threatening injuries. We do have a total of 9 victims. 2 of our victims are juveniles, one being 9 years old, one being 17 years old.
Assistant Police Chief Leslie Parsons, police still looking for suspects. Meantime, police in Philadelphia still investigating a deadly mass shooting from the night before the holiday. 6 shot and 5 dead. Police have a suspect in custody who's due in court today. Britain's King Charles set to be celebrated with a coronation in Edinburgh, Scotland. This is ABC News. There are now new restrictions on what the White House can say to major social media platforms. ABC's Sherry Preston says they come from a judge in Louisiana amid lawsuits accusing the Biden administration of censorship when it comes to some posts.
The Trump-appointed judge saying the administration likely violated free speech laws when asking Facebook, Twitter, and others to remove misleading or false information about the coronavirus and the election. NYU law professor Burt Newborn calls the injunction excessive and unconstitutional.
You can't put a First Amendment wall between the government and the people.
This, he says, highlights how the judiciary is becoming increasingly politicized. He thinks the injunction will be overturned on appeal. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Record heat for 2 days in a row worldwide. Climate data now showing that on Monday and then again Tuesday, we hit new highs for average worldwide temperature. Justin Finch, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin. Multiple people are left homeless after a fire in an Appleton duplex. The fire happened on Monday night around 10 p.m. on the 100 block of North Breeze Drive. Firefighters had the fire out in about 20 minutes, but not before it left both units unlivable. One person was treated for minor injuries at the scene. The cause of the fire hasn't been determined, but the estimated damage is $125,000. 3 children were seriously injured in a crash in Oneida. The Outagamie County Sheriff's Office received a call around 6 p.m. Monday evening that there was a single vehicle crash near the intersection of County Road EE and County Road H. When deputies arrived, they found all 3 children with serious injuries. They were taken to the hospital for treatment. Police arrested a 22-year-old Oneida woman who they suspect was intoxicated. The incident is still under investigation. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Get ready, country fans, because Tyler Farr is coming to heat up the summer on August 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha.
Whiskey in the Water.
With hit singles such as Redneck Crazy, Whiskey in My Water, and his brand new single, Rednecks Like Me. Tickets will be on sale June 30th by calling Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha or by visiting the Rewards Club booth. Then, because fun has no age limit, we'll be opening our concert up to everyone. Enjoy a perfect summer night with food trucks and music, and mark your calendars for fun this summer with Tyler Farr at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha. Your place to play. Visit our website for more information. Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion throughout the month of July. You can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on July 29th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is my good friend Joe McNally, and he is a national award-winning newspaper columnist and longtime political commentator on both radio and TV. And, you know, Joe, when the decision came down about discrimination, affirmative action in higher education at Harvard, it did not surprise me and many others, but because we could kind of see things headed in that direction. But it wasn't so much that decision, because I said it on the air at that time, that it was the things that would be coming after that that really were going to be detrimental to people of color who have not been given a fair opportunity in this society. And to say, well, it's 60 years later and, you know, you're discriminating against white people in higher education because I don't get a chance to go. So Joe, so here's what happened in the state of Wisconsin after that. I don't know if you're aware of it. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss indicated Republicans will move, this is right away, to repeal state laws and programs based on race, including a state-run scholarship program for students of color, following a U.S. Supreme Court ruling that struck down the consideration of race in college admissions. We are reviewing the decision and will introduce legislation to correct the discriminatory laws on the books and pass repeals in the fall. Voss, a Republican of Rochester, tweeted Thursday. Voss was referring to the Minority Undergraduate Retention Grant Program, which provides scholarships ranging from, Joe, $250 to $2,500 to Black, Native Americans, Hispanics, or Southeast Asian students to attend technical colleges, Joe. Private nonprofit colleges and tribal colleges. And you cannot tell me, Joe, I don't care what people say, that this does not have something to do with the fact that this is clearly an attack on minorities and who have struggled. Joe, $250. People who struggle, who go to college, who make it, might be the first in their families to get there, and they don't have any resources, and that $250 might be enough to get them a book. Why are we eliminating those things, Joe?
Because Robin Voss went straight to the heart of that Supreme Court decision. He recognized exactly what it was. It was racism, pure and simple. It was reinforcing white superiority in this country. The idea that helping underprivileged blacks and Latinos and Native Americans is somehow hurting the white majority is so disgusting. So disgusting. To take $250 away from a poor black student is just appalling. It is disgusting. And he should be removed from office immediately for that. Except that he is one of the few Republicans who is saying right out loud that this is who the Republican Party is. We are racist. We are ugly. And we hate. The Republican Party today does not have an ideology that is conservative anymore. You read all those adjectives.
Right.
Those are some of the adjectives about conservatives. But I'll tell you what I always considered about conservatives was that they supported the Constitution. that they really did. And that they were patriotic about America. And that they supported democracy in America. There were some bad things about them. Let me tell you one of the bad things about them. They hated communism, so they decided that they really hated Russia, and that they were going to overarm us, pour as much money into the military as they possibly could. Because we needed to fight against communism. well, let me tell you, they're not against communism anymore. In fact, they're the man that they appointed, they nominated and elected the president for a single disastrous term was also supported by Vladimir Putin, the Russian president. And he in turn supported Vladimir Putin and continues to, and Republicans, including right-wing Republicans, like your own wonderful United States Senator
Ron Johnson,
Ron Johnson also supported Vladimir Putin and spread his propaganda against Biden. It was ugly. That once ugly Republican anti-communists were now pro-communists. I mean, that is really bizarre to me. Having grown up the way I grew up in a Republican small town in Indiana, where they loathed communism and Russia, and now they're against democracy. They want to stop funding, the fight against the fight against communism, invasion of Ukraine. It's just disgusting.
Joe, Robin Voss said those things and then refused to talk to the media. Let's go to Ken from Sturgeon Bay. Good morning to you, Ken. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. What's your guest name?
Joe McNally.
Joe, were you on Green Acres?
I mean, what kind of stupidity is that, man?
I'm not early. It sounds like Mr. Haney up at Green Acres.
So do you know what you sound like? I mean, to wait on the line to respond to a subject that is serious. And you don't have anything to add other than attempt to be, a comedian, which you certainly are not really good at. The truth of the matter is, what are your thoughts on what Robin Voss is attempting to do? Do you support it or don't you?
Yes, I do.
Why?
I think there shouldn't be any discrimination. It's discriminating against the poor white folks. There's a lot of those, too. There's a lot of poor black people. There's a lot of poor Asians. Hispanics, Native Americans. It's basically to keep running that race card on the left side to try to get more votes, like the President of the United States had said when he was running.
So is running the race
vote for me, you ain't black.
So is running the race card. Is there such a thing as a race card, Ken? Has there been?
Yes, there is. The left uses it all the time.
Okay. Thank you for the call. You know, Joel, there's no point in even having a dialogue or a conversation. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, can I just respond to Ken?
Yes, sir.
I know that there are poor whites. You know why?
Because you were one.
I was one of them.
Yes, I know. I got it.
Because I mentioned that I grew up in a small town, Indiana, and I was raised by a single mother who supported raised four sons on minimum wage jobs. I had one older brother who went to art school, worked his way through art school, but I was the first to go to a university. And the reason I was able to go to a university was the richest woman in our town created a scholarship that sent me to college. And if she hadn't done that, I would not have been able to go to college. And I went to Indiana University, but while the scholarship got me there, I was a low income student there. And as a result, I lived in what was a scholarship for low income students residence hall. And here's what they thought of low income students at Indiana University. Indiana, as you know, is a very conservative state, and for their low income residence hall, it was actually a former barracks of some sort that was long past time.
Its usefulness, right?
And as a result, but here's, I have to tell you, this will tell you a little bit about my age. I went to college at a time before affirmative action.
Hey, Joel, hold the thought. Yeah. Hold the thought. Got to go to a break.
I want to discuss affirmative action.
I will. On the other side, 844-967-2789. My guest is my good friend Joel McNally. He's an award-winning newspaper columnist and longtime political commentator for both radio and TV. We'll be right back.
All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand?
Outside the Perez family home, just waiting for the... And there they go, almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes! Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies this afternoon with scattered thunderstorms likely. Daytime highs approaching 82. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 61. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered showers. Highs level off around 76. Upper 70s Friday and Saturday. Chance for scattered rain showers Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 82.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. On WGBW.
Hey, 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 hey.
What a day. I think I'd call my baby today.
Join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My good friend Joel McNally is on the line. Joel, you were saying about how wealthy you were when you went to college.
Yeah, all right. And I did live in a low-income dormitory. This was before affirmative action, actually. You know, John F. Kennedy, when he became president, started talking about affirmative action. Actually, his vice president, Johnson, Lyndon Johnson, was part of a task force that came up with the word affirmative action to increase opportunities for African-Americans and other minorities in colleges and in job opportunities.
Based on the lawful and historic discrimination.
But because I was in a low income dormitory, there were African Americans in that dormitory who became friends of mine. They were underrepresented, even far more underrepresented than they are today, and they're continuing to be underrepresented today. Underrepresented, but there were I got to know and work with and admire African American students who were working just as hard as I was as a small town kid in Indiana at Indiana University, which it basically opened up the entire world to me as a small town white kid, just as it did for African Americans. Some of them from large towns in Indiana, you know, of course, because that's where black people live. I knew very few African Americans growing up, and it wasn't until I got to college that I actually had friends who were. And in fact, one ultimately became the best man in my wedding. But I just have to say affirmative action that has now been destroyed by the Supreme Court of the United States, the supermajority Supreme Court appointed by Donald Trump and Republicans, made the college experience for a white kid like me, just like it does for African Americans, Latinos, any other minorities at those universities. That's what makes a university education, because you are living together, working together, and among some of the best people you will ever meet in your life.
Joel,
and to try to end that in college, and try to end that in the workplace by saying no, we have to ignore race now. Of course, what disgusted me most by that majority on the Supreme Court was what almost all of them said, which was, when will these programs ever end? You know when they should end in America?
when discrimination stops in America. Right.
Absolutely. And it is disgusting to hear white Americans say out loud, why hasn't this ended yet? It hasn't ended yet because you're still racist. That's why. and anyone who denies that or tries to claim that affirmative action is discriminating against white people is absurd. And I say that as a white person.
You know, Joel.
It is absurd.
You know, Joel, as a black American, it frustrates me to no end that you know, that people can say that with a straight face and yeah. act as though they somehow are getting the short end of the stick. And the fact, Joel, that when you look at just the sheer numbers of people in the society and the fact that, you know, minorities and blacks make up such a small percentage that you hear that and you just shiver because you know what's at the root of it. We've got to go to a break. So Jack from Merrimack and Karina, hang on. We'll come back and we'll go directly to you. 844-967-2789 is the number. My guest is Joel McNally. We'll be right back.
AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. A major investigation at the White House after a substance believed to be cocaine was found inside the West Wing. President Biden was not there at the time. A night of gun violence in multiple cities after 4th of July fireworks. Several shot in New York City and in Boston. In Washington, D.C., 9 people shot in a neighborhood drive-by.
All of our victims have non-life-threatening injuries. We do have a total of 9 victims. 2 of our victims are juveniles, 1 being 9 years old. one being 17 years old.
Assistant Police Chief Leslie Parsons, police still looking for suspects. Meantime, police in Philadelphia still investigating a deadly mass shooting from the night before the holiday. 6 shot and 5 dead. Police have a suspect in custody who's due in court today. Britain's King Charles set to be celebrated with a coronation in Edinburgh, Scotland. This is ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin. A mechanical failure leads to roller coaster riders being trapped upside down for 3 hours. The incident occurred in Crandon at the Forest County Festival around 1 p.m. on Sunday. Fire departments and law enforcement converged on the scene quickly. One official said the state of Wisconsin just recently inspected the ride. All the riders were rescued safely. A chemical scare at Bellin Hospital prompts a response from hazmat. The incident happened Monday morning at about 10 a.m. after 2 workers started coughing and complaining of irritated eyes. A hazmat materials team attributed the chemical release to a hospital equipment train. Workers who were affected were said to feel better almost immediately after leaving the room. A spokesman for the Green Bay Metro Fire Department said that the safety measures in place at the hospital kept the chemical contained and that it was not necessary to evacuate the rest of the hospital. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
Call your local Bug Tussle rep today to find out how you can get free internet service. You heard that right, free internet. Call today before this deal ends. For Shawano and Okano counties, call Amanda at 920-600-4760. That's 920-600-4760. And for Brown, Manitowoc, and Kewaunee counties, call Scott at 920-530-1311. 920-
at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is Joe McNally. Let's go to Jack from Merrimack. Hey, Jack, thank you. You say what, sir?
Well, you asked a question earlier, is the race card being used? And my answer is, of course the race card is being used. All we have to do is look back at the political race between
Mandela Barnes and Ron Johnson.
Yeah, the dark money pack that was backing Johnson, and I found this an absolute outrage, sent me a text message on my personal private phone number. How they got this cell number, I do not know. But they sent me a text message, and it had a pretty picture along with it. It had the African American that ran over a bunch of people during the Christmas parade,
right.
Parallel with Mandela Barnes, and they had colorized Mr. Barnes' picture so that he looked darker. The message was pretty clear: black man, beware. And it was enough. This is what's the outrage. It was enough in the state of Wisconsin to put people to have people vote to reelect the person who arguably, I would say, is the worst senator in the entire United States Senate. It boggles my mind that, you know, that people don't think that the race card is being used. It absolutely is. And as Justice Sotomayor said in her dissent from this affirmative action decision, racial inequality will persist as long as it is ignored. And that is definitely the case. And Ketanji Brown Jackson's statement was even more pertinent, deeming race irrelevant in law does not make it so in life.
You know, the worst part about all of that is Clarence Thomas and his response. And those of us who've been around long enough, Joel and Jack, remember that Clarence Thomas replaced Thurgood Marshall. And when Ronald Reagan went out to find someone to replace Thurgood Marshall, he wanted to make sure it was a person of color. Clarence Thomas, his seat on the Supreme Court was based on affirmative action. And yet he's saying, well, no, that, you know, that's not the case. Hey, Jack, thank you. Joel, you want to respond?
Yeah, exactly. The only thing I have to correct, and I always do whenever I get the opportunity, Clarence Thomas was actually appointed by George H.
Oh, yeah, George. Bush. Right.
And when he died, everyone, as they do when a president passes, who has not been as openly repellent as the most previous Republican president. Everyone rushed to say, those were the days, when the Republicans were, intelligent, thoughtful people. And somehow the first George Bush was one of those. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But his appointment of Clarence Thomas to the Supreme Court was an insult to the African-American community. Clarence Thomas repeatedly has said that every time someone like me says that, that we are requiring all African Americans to vote as a block and vote as a group, and that African Americans have a right to their own opinions just like anyone else. Well, no. I'm sorry, but when you replace Thurgood Marshall, a civil rights icon in America, the civil rights leader who argued cases before the Supreme Court for the NAACP Defense Fund, leading to Brown versus the Board of Education, the first recognition by the Supreme Court that racism existed in America and needed to be addressed by the Constitution of the United States. Until Brown versus Board of Education was adopted by the Supreme Court, Plessy versus Ferguson was the compelling decision by the U.S. Supreme Court on racism in America. And that decision said African Americans had no rights of citizenship in America. None. They only had the rights that were given to them by the white population of the nation. And if the white population of the nation didn't want African Americans to have citizenship or the right to vote or the right to anything, make any decisions on their own, to sign contracts, to own property, if the white population didn't want that, the African Americans had no right to it under our Constitution, had no right to vote, had no right to be citizens in our country. That was disgusting, and it was not until Thurgood Marshall and the Brown versus the Board of Education said otherwise that was the doctrine of the United States.
You know, Joel,
and to have Clarence Thomas replace Thurgood Marshall and make sure that the overwhelming majority of African Americans in this nation had no voice on the Supreme Court. That was a disgusting act by the Republican Party. Until Ketanji Brown Jackson joined the court, he was the only voice on the court.
You know, Joel, and that's why they don't want history taught in the nation.
Yes.
Many are pushing against it. Let's go to the phone lines of Karina. Hey, good morning to you, Karina. Thank you for waiting. You say what?
Good morning. Well, Earl, you know, it's hard for me to understand everything, what is going on in terms of affirmative action. It's because I'm coming from Russia, and actually Russia is a multi-nation, not just Russian people. There are so many different people and colors, including actually Africans as well. So, and when I came to this country, and I was in a learner college, and I tried to apply for every possible scholarship because I wanted to try to elevate the amount of money in the end I have to pay for a private college. And you know what? I was denied on every level only because I was white. Just because I was white. And they told me, because I'm in the majority in this country, I'm not able to get those scholarships, although everything else was right. So I'm thinking it might be a good thing, it might be a bad thing, but obviously we have less color people if they wanted to do the race. The race should be removed. The level of education, the level of knowledge, the level of high school education and income, that what should be an important for kids to be able to get into the college. Because whoever you are, if you have money, you're capable of buying your children education, high school, colleges, it doesn't matter what color you are.
So Karina, you are aware of the history of this nation that for 350 to 400 years lawfully denied Africans, Americans, an opportunity to even go to those schools. You're aware of that, right?
Yes, I know. I'm aware of it.
But we're
not there right now, right? How are we supposed to equal everybody? I'm telling you, I don't understand all the little details or big details about it. I'm coming in from completely different culture. But for me, it's important that those people, what they're doing right now, okay, they're lowering education in the high school. So the people who live in the poor area, no matter what color they are or culture they're coming from, they will not going to get into college because they're not going to be able to match.
So let me say this to you. You are right from the perspective of that the fact that the public schools in certain areas of this nation need to be upgraded, and clearly money needs to be invested in order to give people an equal footing. Joel, your thoughts?
Yeah, and I understand, and Corinna, I actually, you know, admire some of the things you're saying, because I believe that your culture is also a culture that students on a college campus would benefit from having you there.
No question.
And I also do believe there are in fact resources available to you, and always have been, that recognize that. And those resources are not available to many African Americans, Latinos, and underrepresented minorities of color in this country. And Earl is absolutely right. It was in fact illegal. And very openly legal for racism to be enforced, particularly in professional schools like medicine and law and some of the higher income professions, and continue to be, and not only for people of color, but for women,
right?
You definitely represent. And you know, many other, you know, ways that people are denied opportunities in this country. The other part of this is, you are absolutely right that defunding public education in America is just overwhelmingly oppressive for people growing up in poor communities. That is why we need to fund more from the federal budget as well as state budgets throughout this nation, because what is happening to the public education system, especially now when you have governors like Ron DeSantis in Florida who are moving directly into high schools and colleges to make it illegal to teach the history of our country.
They had a true history of the country.
To teach the history of our country and to teach students sex education and gender education, you know, so that young people growing up can even understand who they are and what rights they have and how much people in this country have worked to perpetuate civil rights and equal rights in this nation.
Joel, hang on. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies this afternoon with scattered thunderstorms likely. Daytime highs approaching 82. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 61. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered showers. Highs level off around 76. Upper 70s, Friday and Saturday. Chance for scattered rain showers, Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 82.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On WGBW.
2789, Texas, at that same number. My guest is Joe McNally. You know, Joe, these attacks on American citizens that have been ratcheted up in this country. Well, you're transgender. So, you know, I don't like it. And so you somehow are less American than I am. You are this, you are that. I don't support you. And even though you are an American, you're not like me. And so I'm better than you. And I don't want this and I don't want that because I'm the real American. This is so dangerous, Joe. To everything that this nation has ever stood for, and we're going backwards with this stuff.
Yeah. What has happened in this country, we all know that the Constitution was written by white men, right?
Right.
It was written by white men who had all the power and were the only ones who had the power. And you know, people who said earlier throughout this show, even though they're coming from very twisted perspective sometimes, are absolutely right that you know, poor Americans have always been excluded, whether they're white Americans or black Americans or anyone else.
Right.
You know, that's because the Constitution was written by the people in the power at that time who were wealthy property owners. White property owners, white male property owners. They didn't even understand an America that where women had equal rights with men. They didn't understand an America where people of color would have any rights at all. But you know what changed that? The U.S. Supreme Court changed that. The U.S. Supreme Court changed that by continually expanding the definition of democracy to include every American, including, you know, truthfully, imagine this, they didn't enforce it, but one of the first was, at the end of the Civil War, when they recognized African Americans as citizens and citizens with the rights to own and sign contracts and have equal and vote, as a matter of fact, but they did allow each individual state to continue to control elections, and the racist South, which had fought against democracy in the Civil War, that was that flag they were waving around when Trump supporters violently attacked the Capitol and the Constitution and the Congress of the United States, including trying to hang Donald Trump's vice president. That was the flag, an enormous flag that we saw paraded around, along with all those Trump flags that were paraded around to overthrow democracy. The United States Supreme Court continued to expand, not only to give equal rights under the Constitution to African Americans and Latinos and other and people of other national origins, but also to women. And in 2015, even gave equal rights under the law to LGBTQ individuals to marry the people they loved. And that was a great thing. Every one of those decisions were great things that expanded the definition of democracy. And the fact that the Republican Party is now rolling back literally a half of century of rights in America for all Americans. They did it with when they wiped out women's rights to decide for themselves whether to give birth every time they became pregnant. They did it, with wiping out any measures to increase opportunities to attend college and to attend and to take any job in America that they're qualified for in professions like the law and medicine and all kinds of technical jobs. We have to give access to college education for everybody, or America is not going to be equal. America is not going to be a place where anyone who wants to work hard and study and prepare themselves for any job in America has a right to have the same opportunity to join that profession. That's the definition of a democracy.
You know, Joe, you clearly, from your heart expresses exactly where we are. And, the thing that you always have said, as long as I've known you, is that, these things don't have to be the way that they are. And we as Americans, we can change this tide that is pushing in that direction. But it must be changed, right, Joel? I mean, for there to be any future in this country, we've got to push back.
And as a matter of fact, we have been changing it. In four straight elections, 2018, 2020, 2022, in three straight elections, we have improved our democracy. And we can do it in 2024 as well. And all we have to do is vote to do it, because we have that right. And anyone who tries to prevent us from doing that and casting that vote, we have to get them out of office, because they do not belong in public office in our American democracy.
Hey, Joe, man, as always, man, great stuff. Man, love talking to you.
I always enjoy our conversations, Earl, and I'm looking forward to the next one.
Absolutely. Tell the missus I said hello.
You bet.
All right. As always, thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Calvin. I'll be back on tomorrow. Short week. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media